Serene Net News, I'm Jason Taylor. St. Louis area police are asking the public's help to find a missing man with dementia. 74-year-old Henry Lee Turner was last seen by his wife Saturday sitting on his couch in their apartment. Legislation that would allow patients with debilitating diseases or conditions to use medical marijuana has the support of Washington University School of Medicine Pain Center neuroscientist Dr. Adrienne Poe. She tells a Missouri House committee in Jefferson City that the National Academy of Sciences published research in January showing cannabis to be a safe pain treatment.
So according to the CDC guidelines, which tell us that the very first thing that physicians need to do is find an alternative therapy to opioids for the treatment of chronic pain, the National Academies has given us an answer on that, and the answer is cannabis.
If Cameron State Representative Jim Neely's bill is approved, it will authorize the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services to issue medical cannabis registration cards to Missouri residents 18 and older who can provide a statement from a physician stating that they suffer from epilepsy or an irreversibly debilitating disease or condition. Parents of minor children suffering from the same conditions would also be able to seek a medical cannabis card on behalf of their children. A major wireless provider is working to stamp out smartphone usage on the state's roads. AT&T Missouri President Jim Sondag notes lawmakers in Jefferson City were among the first in the country to outlaw texting behind the wheel for people 21 and under, but he's frustrated Missouri is now one of only four states without a complete ban on all ages.
There's bills filed every year down there to basically put this ban for all drivers. And, you know, for various reasons, those bills never really go anywhere.
Missouri lawmakers did change the statute last year to ban drivers of commercial vehicles from all cell phone usage. The state's law against young people texting behind the wheel has been in place since 2009. Mid-Missouri law enforcement personnel are looking for a person who eluded them after a vehicle chase last week near the town of Fulton. 4 to 5 minute pursuit took place after an attempted traffic stop. University of Missouri Athletic Director Jim Sterk has asked Kim Anderson to step down as Tigers men's basketball coach once the 2016-17 season is concluded. In a statement, Sterk said the lack of on-court success has resulted in a significant drop in interest surrounding our program, and we could not afford for that to continue another year. Senator Claire McCaskill has learned firsthand some of the challenges at the U.S.-Mexico border. She's toured the area by foot, boat, and air, along with Border Patrol agents.
Was interested to learn that they really feel that more technology and updating of their facilities so they can do a better job with the technology that they have, and lateral access to lands along the border were as important as additional wall.
McCaskill also participated in a nighttime border observation with Border Patrol agents. Former State Senator John Schneider died late last week, a day after turning 80. Mr. Schneider was a Democrat who represented the Florissant area in the Senate for 32 years. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.